You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Dumb Idea. Hi everybody, welcome back to No Dumb Idea. It's a pop culture podcast where your hosts use trivia, they use games, they use little bits of improv to kind of express their dumb ideas. It's Gibbledang here. It's been a while since we've recorded, actually.
Gablo.
Yes, with the new characters Gablo and Borgo.
Oh yeah, and I'm Gibbledang too. Yeah.
There you go. That's me, Dala. How's it going? How you doing?
It'd be so interesting if 50 episodes in, we just decided this was a goblin podcast now.
And just came in. Ooh, that'd be good.
Next 50, right. Yeah.
I'm down
goblin
with that.
Cast?
Goblin idea. No goblin
Gobcast.
Idea. Gobcast?
Yeah. Podlin. Oh, this is Jim Leader Nate too. The there we go. God's favorite goblin.
We got all three.
Oh, really?
All of
yeah.
them.
All the G's.
All the G's.
All right.
Gibbledang, Jim Leader Nate, and Gala.
It's a big episode. We got a big episode here. You know, it's our 50th. We've been doing this for about 50-plus episodes. We got some bonus episodes in there.
Yeah.
Sure, there are some boners.
Oh, yeah. You know, lots of fun. It's been a good year. It's been a fun, fun last 50 episodes, you know.
Here's to another 50.
Oh yeah,
I'm hungry for more. I can't wait. Really, it's just a warm-up. That was the warm-up 50 episodes.
The prequel.
Oh, God, were they? yeah. So if you're a new listener and you think that the last, you know, so far our series has been shit, you know, don't worry. We're just warming up.
That was a warm-up.
Yeah.
We're really, now we're getting into our stride.
Yeah, starting with 51, that's going to be the real, you know, now you're going to be able to listen to us. Yeah,
real high value. Yeah. The real deep cuts. They'll become deep cuts once we hit like episode 400.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, once we hit 400, yeah. In about 10 years, I think.
No. 50 in
less
a year.
Less than that, five. 50,
5 years. So like, about 5 years. Yeah,
like 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years in, all of a sudden we're like, man, remember episodes 51 through 100?
Yeah.
Prime.
Those are our best.
Prime,
yeah.
No Dumb Idea.
Let's just redo those ones.
We should just live the nostalgia now, so that way, yeah. Like, we get to do it twice. Like, we think about how we'll be nostalgic for it now and live it now,
yeah.
And then we get to remember that.
I can't wait for us to, like, do a reboot, like, but the sequel reboots, kind of like they do with, like, Halloween. Or, like, a lot of those 80s movies. So we'll just be, like, a sequel, like, episode... I don't know, like 101 will be a sequel actually to episode 50.
Genius.
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah, genius.
Honestly.
That's the way I describe it. Honestly, the only word I'd use to describe it is genius.
And then once we hit episode 500, it'll actually be an explanation as to why episode 1 happened, and we'll be going back in time.
Perfect. Yeah, like the catalyst of it.
So we're 50 episodes in, you know, I figured... Why don't we do something a little bit different, something that we haven't done yet, nothing that we've done before. And, you know, I figured I'd come up with 50 different would-you-rather questions that we could hop into and, you know, figure out what we'd rather do. You know, I don't know. I don't really have a dog in this game, so I kind of just want to figure out what you guys would do.
That's fair. Yeah. That's gonna be complex because typically I want to do nothing. Pretty much all.
Yeah, I was going to say. If that's on that, that's going to be the one.
I wouldn't describe these as complex, but...
I said the complex thing will be me trying to figure out which one's closer to me doing nothing.
Me doing nothing.
In my true lazy boy era.
And I want to do everything, so we're going to be at a real impasse.
There you go.
Okay.
We'll be at a real nose pass. So
do you two want to try to work together? Or do you want to just give it like, you know...
Should we do it like Dala style, where we both say which one we want, but if we can't agree, then you get to choose Gibble Day?
Hmm. You could do it like the brackets, where it's like,
yeah,
you choose like the one you like the least or most.
Yeah, like, yeah, Gibble Day, choose the one they actually wouldn't rather do if we can't agree.
All right.
This is going to be tough, because I feel like we're so different, but all right.
Nah. Let's see, let's see. Let's see if we can get through
this. I mean,
we
got a lot of common.
But maybe we'll, you know, maybe we'll drop it halfway and just stop doing doing that. So we'll see.
Yeah, maybe we'll just turn the episode into like just a chat.
Just would we rather in general.
I mean, we've done that before.
Yeah. Would you guys rather like do an episode or just, you know, hang out and chat and play MTG?
That's actually the first one I have right here. Would you rather?
Oh, perfect.
Just like turn off and stop recording, or would you rather? I guess do this.
Well, I guess let's first, do this.
I think we'll do it, yeah, because, you know,
can we
I think
all
right, this right. is close to nothing as I could imagine.
All right, that's true. Let's get into it. You know, I assume, have you guys ever played Would You Rather? Do you know how to play?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm actually a Would You Rather champion from the, you know, Midwest Tri-State area. 3 years
2006 running. To 2008
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm. 7. Okay. I was reigning champ, you know. Still got my medals.
Nice. I was always runner up. I would always pick the second place option, unfortunately. They're like, "Would you rather have first place or second?" I'm like, "Fuck. Silver looks better on me."
Ugh, yeah. That one. And then they're like, "Surprise, that determines your place. Here you go."
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Wait, picking second place determines your place?
Yep.
Anyways, all right. Yeah. So, you know, let's get into it. You start off, you know, y'all ready, shaking out them sillies, you know? You're awake, ready to go?
No. They're all on me. I'm keeping them all to myself.
Okay.
Okay, so we gotta start this classy, all right? So.
Sure.
And it's not going to be like 50 pairs of would you rathers. It's going to be like, would you rather 25. Number one or yeah. So technically 25.
Okay.
All right. So would you rather stand up shitting and peeing backwards for the rest of your life or have your arms swapped with your legs and your head swapped with your dick? You're kind of built like the Brown Bionicle.
What's the like peeing backwards thing? I don't understand that.
Just
like you when you go,
you know
to
how
shit,
you face a toilet you when you pee
standing up.
You guys stand while you pee.
Yeah.
Weird. I guess would I be sitting
like
backwards
half of the time?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll sit down and stand while I take a shit. That's fine by me.
Mm, okay, so you're peeing backwards, so you have to be away from the toilet. You have to be facing away from the toilet.
But I'm already facing the way when I sit down and pee.
When you sit down on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Then I guess I didn't think that went through. All right, if you sit down while you... I guess if you sit down while you pee, it's got to be reversed now.
I love how the poop part's not a problem. Pooping standing is not a problem.
You piss out your butt and you shit out your dick.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather that than have my... We're not changing them.
Okay. Right. I think I would actually want to choose arms where my legs are and face where my dick is and vice versa. Really? Cause then I'd basically be a Doug from Star Wars, like Sebulba.
There you go. Yeah.
See?
Yeah, right. There you go.
Where I'm like
driving
the car with my feet, hands.
You know, I guess thinking about it too, it's like
I've ever dreamed of.
If you flip everything, you could just stand upside down, and I guess you could still... Because my problem was, like, I don't want to walk around with my dick out, like, just all the time, or, like, you know...
You could wear, like, a head diaper, and then, like,
people would wear
know
if
it's, like, Will Smith
their feet,
and Men
your,
in Black.
You just have, like, a really
it's
wide...
It's all flipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like your arms would be above your head slightly, and then...
And then your ass would be right behind your head, so if you fart, you would smell it.
Yeah, I think you'd adapt. I think you'd adapt.
Yeah. I still stick with the poop standard.
Give me the peeing and poopy one. You're right. Actually, the ball, the dick on top of a dick on top. I didn't think about that. Give me the peeing poopy one. Yeah.
The pee pee poo poo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number two. Yeah. Or would you rather be physically made of clay? Imprints are left on you all the time. You absorb dirt and hair very easily. The elements are going to fuck you up big time, you know.
Yeah, water's
Do we get to pick the clay? The type of clay?
Or,
like... types of clay.
So. Or, no, you don't. Or,
well, what kind of clay?
He just explained it. The kind that like absorbs water and gets hair stuck on it, clay. Like wet molding clay.
There's
like,
a lot of types of clay. All right. Just generic molding clay.
What kind of clay do you want to be? What kind do you want to be?
Can I be a plastic-based clay?
You're a plastic-based clay.
That's a thing?
I'm sure it is.
Or have your internal organs be replaced by fire ants. Instead of eating, the ants come out and eat for you. You have to protect the ants if anything happens to them. Oh, and make sure nothing happens to them. If anything happens to them, mm-hmm. you gotta replace them.
Oh, I'll take the ants.
I like the ants one. That's awesome. Yeah.
That's cool. That's not even a problem.
I would scare the shit out of people. Like, I am ant colony man.
Yeah. And they're fire ants too. So yeah, I have like my own army.
Consume it, like.
And you can replace them. That's like, okay, I was worried if you can't replace them, that sucks. But
I was worried too.
If you can replace them.
I thought if they all ran out, I wouldn't be able to digest
stuff. Exactly. That's what I was
saying. If I can replace them, I'm taking the ants for sure.
Yeah, ants for sure, dude.
Oh, okay.
Ants. What's that? Rick and Morty.
Come on, try to make these hard. We can't offer that we get to turn into 1 million ants.
We don't turn into 1 million ants. You just got 1 million ants.
Well, we're the king of ants.
They replace your. They replace your internal organs.
So I'm Shino from Naruto. Okay, I'm in crawling in my skin.
Damn it!
Yeah, you go. Yeah, your song, your theme song.
Ooh, this next one. I'm ready. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You're ready.
Would you rather have bacon, unlimited bacon?
Oh, this shit.
Or would you rather have games, unlimited games,
but no games?
But no games.
The bacon. He's even gone on the record and said that that is the correct one, because the other one makes... You gotta go with the first one. If you know it, you know.
I guess, yeah, I think I'll go with the first one. I guess I remembered this one differently, but I thought it was unlimited bacon. I thought it was unlimited bacon, but
yeah,
no games.
But no games. That's what
it
is, yeah.
Or unlimited games, but no games.
Yeah. That's what, yeah. No, I'll say it again. So it's,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you rather bacon, unlimited bacon,
but no games.
But no games. Or. Mm-hmm. Unlimited games, but no games.
See, here's the real thing that maybe the Schlatt and them didn't consider. Like, I choose unlimited games, but no games, because then that's really? Like unlimited open time. Because if I'm doing unlimited games but no games. Technically, I'm caught in an eternal limbo, and I no longer age. Time no longer moves.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's the answer. Yeah.
And then I become immortal. So I choose unlimited games, but no games.
Well, I choose to die from a heart palpitations from too much bacon.
That's the correct one.
That's because that Schlatt himself has gone on the record that, and I love that man enough. To follow his...
I still don't trust him. I'm taking the other one. Yeah, still don't trust him.
I am going to have to go
until
with...
he's canceled.
Oh, there you go. I'm going to have to go with bacon. I don't know. Just something about epic bacon. Yeah. You know, I love the meme. What can I say?
Yeah, but no games,
unlimited
bro.
Bacon.
But no games,
like,
but no games.
Unlimited epic mealtime style.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
What will happen with Harley if we don't have unlimited bacon?
It's
what
true.
The fuck?
That's true. Their channel will cease to exist.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck?
all right. Next one. Would you rather be swarmed by flies for an entire year? You have to operate normally. Or constantly feel like you're covered in syrup from head to toe. You aren't actually covered in syrup.
Forever?
Okay, also, these go under the stipulation, you know, the would you rather. It's, some of them, you either got to do it for a year, you know, you got to feel like you're covered in syrup for a year. And at the end, you get like $5 million. So that's the incentive for all of this. You know what I mean?
So both of them are for a year. The flies or the...
Everything. Everything. Unlimited games for a year. Bacon for a year.
Yeah. It's all for
all
a year. And it's all like penalties. Yeah.
Unlimited
you get
games.
A good, big, awesome prize at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Gym Leader Nate only gets to be immortal for 1 year, unfortunately, in his unlimited games, no games.
The unlimited time loop would make that year last forever, so just
Okay, well, you never get your $5 million bucks then. Never get your 5 million or whatever it was.
But I'll be immortal. I won't need it. Okay, this is a good one.
I'm broken. Yeah. Wait.
Sorry, like, let me
I think Sticky. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to go with Sticky because I'd have to imagine that sensory wise, I would just I know my brain eventually would be able to adapt and be like, this is life now. So okay. Yeah. Whereas flies, I feel like I would never get used to the flies in my face.
Well, I was thinking, there's actual flies, right? And I'm like, that's just actually like a hazard to like not be able to drive and see, like you're always swatting flies, always going up and down your nose.
Dangerous to do instead of just a
can't have like
when you drive, they move out of the way.
I still can't have relations.
They form like glasses around your. They form glasses around your
hover glasses.
They form a hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, now this is turning. Oh,
actually, when you get
again.
Mad, when you get mad, they'll make like an angry eyes, like eyes. They'll do like the, yeah.
So it's kind of like the ants, but like.
So they're also like our friends. Like
they're your friends. They're emotive. Yeah. Okay. They're also making emoticons over your head.
Oh, actually, never mind. Not the flies. They'll betray me. I know it. They'll like show my actual emotion. It's like I didn't actually want to tell them that flies. Damn it.
Yeah, like it's like hovering above you with like the words like he's got a secret, he's not telling you. Mm-hmm.
Or it's like you see your crush thing. And the flies turn into a heart.
A big heart.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like doo-doo.
Jennifer,
doo-doo,
I was really wondering if you wanted to go to prom after school.
She's I was like, gonna wait says to no, ask, you're... but I guess the flies pushed the situation.
Yeah.
The
flies
Johnny.
Like fly you away. Like
she lifts up her skirt to reveal that she's like hovering on cockroaches.
She's also
cute. Yeah, she's got her own bug. Yeah.
What a
she's
cute.
The ant girl. She has fire ants for her internal organs. It's a perfect match.
Oh, true. Nice. All right, so what do you pick?
Now I'm choosing the flies. I would choose the flies now.
I think flies would still be, because they're physically there, I think that would hinder like too much.
I think I might go with the sticky, honestly.
No, that's fair. It's fair. I think that was a hard one.
Are you picking like what you like or what you don't like? I just out of curiosity.
What I don't like between
okay,
notes.
So you'd rather have the flies in this scenario?
Yeah, I would rather have the flies.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're like a whole character. Clarifying.
Yeah. There's don't like get me wrong. I love that for like
on your head.
Maybe like a week. I don't know if I could do it for a year. Like I think other people would be bothered too much. I think it's my big concern.
Going to a movie theater and
shut the fuck up down there. I'm sorry. And then as you really get flustered, the flies are getting flustered and you're getting nervous.
Make a weird face. Hey, why are they making faces at me?
I'm going to fucking kick your ass and your fly's ass.
Oh, no good. No, God, that
get
them
flies.
I know, that would absolutely happen. Or like standing in line somewhere.
Yeah. People would be like, oh, that guy stinks.
Out. Yeah.
That guy must stink so bad. He's got cartoonish flies all over him. No,
yeah,
but
they're cartoonish. You know, they
you look like you stink.
They don't lay eggs or anything. If you swat them, they'll just get replaced.
Do they have like poop all over them, like all other flies, and vomit? That's that. Anyways, next one.
What?
Flies are technically always like covered in poop because they land on poop constantly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see.
So, and like, does that mean all the flies around your head would be like all poopy?
You'd be immune. I think next question.
Yeah,
we can't delve into this too much.
We did the fly one.
All right. Okay, so never be able to get wet again or never be able to eat after midnight.
Oh, eat after midnight. Wait, when does that last till? Midnight till
what?
Like
a year, I think, right? Oh, yeah, I guess what's
for like
midnight.
A year, yeah.
No, like,
after midnight,
a whole year.
Like, you fall asleep, and then you wake up, and there you go.
So, what like, after sleep? Midnight, until you've slept, you can't eat again?
Like, recharge it whenever. So you could take, like, a 30-minute nap and then wake up. Yeah.
It'll force me to, it'll force me. No, you gotta go to sleep. Like,
it's gotta be asleep. You can't take naps.
Yeah. Honestly, to be fair, I don't even
also,
eat
who's
after
taking
midnight
a
anyway,
who's taking a 30-minute nap after midnight? Oh, there's going to
people that work in the night shift or people that play games. Shit.
No, I would absolutely take that because, like, let's be real. I have such a problem with eating after midnight, where like that's the prime time I want to eat always. So yeah, actually, if my body that's just was incapable of doing it, that'd be great. Yeah, true, I would take that one.
The male goblin comes out at midnight and sprinkles a little yummy dust on your food, makes it extra tasty.
A little moblin comes in.
Yeah, I'm on the overtime. Other end though, where I already don't eat after midnight for the most part, so.
So for you,
it wouldn't affect me.
It wouldn't affect you. Might as well take it. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, it has no effect on me. Maybe once a month.
Drinking would be rough. All my drinking would have to happen well before midnight, so I had time to eat. True.
Just get smashed at like 11:59.
That'd be the way to do it. Get a good dinner right before you start getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I can't eat after midnight. I'm a gremlin.
Yeah. And then time zones. How do they work?
Exactly.
They're like magnets. Jeez.
I think. Yeah, magnets. I think. Never eat after midnight. Honestly, I'm a sucker for eating after midnight. I love it,
but that's why I need to get rid of it.
I'm gonna pick getting wet.
We both agreed,
never
though.
Get wet again.
I want to keep eating after midnight. Yeah.
That's
all right. You both agreed.
Oh yeah, since we
we both agreed. Oh, that's okay. I was like, okay, I guess you just usurp.
That's right. No.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Rather king, I can usurp any decisions. Overturn.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we each get like a steal or like a bring back from the grave?
We get a veto, actually.
Yeah.
Next episode. In 50 more episodes, you'll get
start
a veto.
Saving 50. Up my vetoes.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Nice. I'd love right. that. They like all carry over.
Mm-hmm.
Either you beat a chimpanzee in a one-on-one fight. You have two hammers and a SWAT suit. The chimpanzee has orders to kill you and seems really angry. You also have some PCP, just in case. Okay. Or you have to live in a shed in the woods for a year and occasionally wander around dressed as Bigfoot. You live alone with Wi-Fi that's protected by a VPN and a year's supply of food. For 8 hours a day, you have to try and be seen, but can't get caught. So one thing you got to do for a year, the other thing you got to do once.
Second one.
Oh, what?
The Bigfoot one. I want the what Bigfoot was the one.
So the first one is we have to fight a chimp and we have to win, basically.
I mean, otherwise you would chimp die.
In a one-on-one fight. Have to win. You have two hammers and a SWAT
hammers,
suit.
PCP. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I'll go with the second one too, though. Still, because I'm like,
that's a hobby.
Like once
I would do that. I would do that for fun. If I had Bigfoot the supplies one, to like, live in the year for live in the woods for a year, being Bigfoot, absolutely, I would do that.
The only thing is, like, 8 hours. Is it every day? Do you get weekends or no? Do you get benefits? You get dental.
I think you get dental weekends plan? And benefits. Yeah. Let's say it's a job. Okay. It's a job.
Oh, if it's a job, yeah.
Fuck yeah. 100%. Hell yeah.
That's better than VPN. Any job I've ever heard. Like,
the VPN is what does it.
Honestly, you said we had Wi-Fi and a VPN in this place.
Yeah, dude.
Get out.
Chilling.
Just know that there's a bunch of like hillbillies that are constantly looking for you.
Dude, that's fine. They don't want to kill me. They want to like bag and tag me.
They do
want to
kill you. They will.
They
want to
bag and tag me, and I'm gonna be like, twerking at them, be like, I'm bye. Catch this Bigfoot and fucking run off.
Wait, that's actually how you keep the hillbillies at bay. Is you like carry around like a pride flag and stuff like that? And they're like, Bigfoot's gay.
Bigfoot's gay. We came up with a new gay character. That's awesome, gay Bigfoot.
What is it?
Well,
they'll be like, man, like the gay Optimus the Prime mafia and got another one.
Yeah.
Voroptimus Prime.
There we go.
Yeah, more characters need Vor nowadays.
That's true. Yeah, actually, little writing.
I don't know if you
trick.
Saw that. If you don't there's a new Captain America trailer, and he actually has Vor in there too. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. No. Is it Ant-Man?
Yeah, he Vors. No, the Hulk comes in Vors cap.
Oh!
Yep. Go check it out.
Jesus. All right. Speaking of Vor, we got the next next question here.
Perfect.
All right. Would you rather... Disappoint Sydney Sweeney on a regular occasion. You're dating her. She keeps giving you another chance, but you feel terrible every time you let her down. She really loves you. It hurts her so much every time you let her down. If you disappoint her enough, she will start to cheat on you, but she's going to stay with you. Or your two closest friends or podcast hosts are on their deathbeds. They both are dying at the same time. Rip their faces off to reveal that they've been Hitler, Adolf, and Bin Laden, Osama Bin Laden, this whole time. They say that you're the only person who ever truly loved and understood them. Then, to your confusement, they ask you when you will finally take your mask off. Before you get to answer, they die. You walk to the bathroom and stare at yourself in the mirror.
Number two for sure, and then I would take my mask off.
Yeah, you should reveal. See, I want to say the first
who
one.
Who knows? To reveal who knows underneath.
I think I will go with the first one. A worse
person, perhaps?
Yeah, this ear grew from Despicable Me.
Nah, it turns out under my mask, I'm just like Martin Luther King Jr., and it's like, yeah, I know, way opposite, right? No one suspects me.
Well, you got to get, like, you know, people that don't... We needed you to even us out. Frenemies podcast, you know? Mm-hmm. Like that. You gotta get people.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be like a setup for a joke. So if it's like Hitler and Osama bin Laden, then it's also like a Catholic priest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
true.
Hitler, Osama bin Laden, and a Catholic priest start a podcast.
Question is who? Which one of us is the Hitler and which one of us is the Osama one?
Oh, that's such a good question.
Dala, you're much more of a Hitler.
Come on, Dala.
You do. Gibbledane does have a picture of that one girl in a bikini on her and his phone. So on their phone. So,
what?
There's like a picture Osama bin Laden had on his phone.
Oh right,
that's just like, so. God. That was so some vague and broad deep cut
meme.
Yeah.
It's like a random, like somebody's like random, like selfie.
It's why it's so weird. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, he had like deep fried memes on there too. It's pretty great.
He was actually making some mad memes and sending them out.
All right, sir. What did you pick? What did y'all pick? One each.
Second one for
the
second
one. The first one.
God, could my heart handle disappointing Sydney Sweeney?
Because, well, okay, look, can I give you my argument and why I think you, well, I don't know, I guess you're picking the one you don't like, so.
Yeah.
The one with Sydney Sweeney, she cheats on you, but she doesn't leave, so you still have Sydney Sweeney, and I guess for me, I don't really care, not that I don't care for her, but, like, I would just consider having, like, an open relationship in that sense with her, or, like, a poly relationship in that sense.
No, in this
universe, I mean, she's cheating. I can, you know, we'll just do our own thing. I'm disappointed already.
You're disappointing. Okay, so you're just going to be the guy that disappoints Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah,
When you could be someone that's so much more, like Osama?
I don't care. I'm still dating Sydney Sweeney, still, technically, at that point. So if she's the barometer, the trophy to have, then I've got her.
See, meanwhile, I'm like, I definitely choose the second one because I'm looking at that book deal. I'm looking at that. Started a podcast with Hitler and Osama bin Laden.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
You know what I mean?
Hmm.
I would write a tell-all. I'd go on Oprah, you know?
You'd be like, Hitler, like this coffee black. Yeah. You know, pretty decent. Yeah. Two creams, that's it. Yeah.
Osama bin Laden, surprisingly. A cat guy, not a dog guy. I know.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Osama bin Laden picture of a girl on his phone.
That's at all times. It's the background.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder
if
they found out who that girl is. Honestly,
I'm gonna have to go with Sydney Sweeney. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
Nice. It's
just, you know,
disappoint her. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just a little bit above, you know, Hitler and all that Osama stuff. So. Just not really.
Actually, picking the one you don't like, though.
I'm not even sure you're not.
Yeah, I don't want to disappoint her.
Yeah. So, but you want Hitler.
Yeah, that means if that's the one you chose, you didn't want. That
just
means
by
you
default,
did want, yeah.
you,
did
you want Hitler.
Hitler and Osama one.
You do want Hitler and Osama.
Then I guess I do. Yeah, let's go with the Hitler.
Yeah. Woo. Just kidding. No.
Well, you've wooed for him before outside of the podcast. Why are you not doing it now?
Because it's me, baby. You gotta have some.
Aren't you always wooing for Hitler canonically?
wooing for Hitler in springtime in Germany
and stuff.
Yeah, and stuff.
All right.
All right. All right. All right.
Okay, guys. So for this one, I'm going to have to ask you guys if you could each just take your hand and go ahead and put it over your left eye, please. Okay. Now, go ahead and look at the right here in the back. And I'm just wondering, would you rather choose number one or number two?
Number.
Number. Wait, I'll number do it. I'll go ahead and do it again.
Yeah, do it again. Do it again. Kiss it again.
Number one or number two?
Oh.
Number two. Am I? I think I'm
number
have to go
one.
Number two.
I yeah. gotta go number one. I feel. What? Oh, man. I would just say number two, number one.
Okay.
For the listeners, Gibbledang is switching cameras. It's just pretty good.
Number one or number
pretty good
two.
Visual gag.
Number one or number two.
Listeners, what about number one? Number two. Ooh, can you for that one, can you do like the audio where it's left or right for number one, number two?
Yeah, we'll add like a little
No, we're not. Okay, come on and get that one. Okay, now go ahead and cover your right eye.
All right, go ahead and look at the same one again. Yeah, yeah.
Number three or number four?
I think they always say number one or number two. I've never been to an optometrist
number
that three? Says three or four. I don't know if they can count
I
that
have.
High.
Or number
I
four.
I've never. Maybe they do a different per coast site. I guess I'll go number four. Stick to the
yes. Yeah, yeah, number four. Yeah, for sure.
Alrighty, gym leader Nate, so it looks like there's been a slight change in your eyesight since your last visit. It's nothing to really worry about, you know, it kind of happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Especially considering how long it's been since you've been here. My main concern is that it looks like you might be becoming a little bit nearsighted. I'm not sure if you drive or if you take public transportation or not, but just for your own safety and for the safety around you, you know, I did recommend
trebuchets. So
trebuchet. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I did write a prescription for, bifocals for you. If you want to pick them up at the end of the episode, they're going to be right at the front desk for you.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So the prescription is going to be waiting for you. Dala. All I have here in my notes are night vision. Oh, yeah. Okay, right. So the next question. All right. Would you rather have night vision or day vision?
I assume day vision is regular vision.
It's just.
Oh, but is it question. Like. But is it like. I think it's like you can only see during the day or you can only see during the night.
That's what there I'm wondering. I'm like, is it night vision in like the green like style, or is it more just you could like you said, day or night?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I would rather see in the day, because most of my life happens then when I actually need to see.
I would rather see only during the night, become full vampire, and then lend my services to explicit like nighttime work. Like doing like nighttime road work or something crazy, just like where I'm like, it's fine, I don't need flashlights.
You know, I think I'd rather have day vision, honestly.
Ah, lame. Be a part
I
of
think
the
being
normies.
Able to see in the daytime might be a little bit important, but
nah.
You
know.
Yeah.
Full vampire, switch to nighttime.
I do like
never
that,
go outside though. Anymore during the day.
If I was familiar with one of them, I would for sure pick that. But until I get familiar. Or if it comes
I would become
nighttime,
a flight attendant, and I would constantly fly with the world's rotation so that I'm always in nighttime.
Okay.
Always awake. Mm-hmm. You don't need to sleep, apparently, either in
this
scenario.
Sleeps for the week.
Not
I told
scenario,
you I'm becoming
no.
a vampire.
Yeah.
Actually, in none of these scenarios, you need to sleep.
Ooh, that changes that fly.
And it's only for a year. That fly one. Ooh, yeah.
So, would you rather, in the name of science, be paralyzed from the waist up, your legs can still function and walk around normally, your dick works, or you have to go to med school and become a doctor.
In a year?
Yeah.
I have to do it
really
in a year.
You really gotta do it in a year.
You gotta hunker the fuck down.
You gotta, like, However, so how long 4 years, like 7 years?
You said fucking I'm paralyzed from the waist up?
Yeah. Yeah, so like you could still, like, if you need to walk around, you could still do it. Like, you know, your brain is like, okay, let's walk. Dead? But you're.
Yeah, no. I'm assuming you're a vegetable, well, essentially. Because,
if you're paralyzed from the waist up, your, like, internal organs are paralyzed, which means you're hooked up to machines at all time if you're alive. So you wouldn't be able to move anywhere.
Not in this case.
You have the iron lung, but you're
standing. The ants inside of you, inside of you are keeping you alive.
Everything.
The flies. They're piling.
The flies are outside, keeping you moving. The ants are inside, helping out. You know, it's a whole ecosystem. I guess.
All of your organs still. Really?
Yeah, I would become a doctor.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'd rather...
You mean after a year I'll have gainful employment and, like, stop being poor now because I'm a doctor?
Oh, no, after a year, all of the knowledge goes away.
No! Oh, no.
It's okay, just make a shit ton of money.
So that means you gotta become a doctor in about, like, 9 months and then be a doctor. Or you could be a doctor the last day. You know?
Yeah, just charge, like, a crap ton.
What are you thinking? What are we thinking?
Doctor.
I'll lose all the knowledge, but I still need to do the doctor one because then I can still have it on my resume. And I'm like, they don't have to know that I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, sir, you're really overly qualified for this, like, library gig.
Yeah.
As a fucking doctor.
But then also, but you could be like, oh, I'm going to be a dental assistant. You're like, on your resume, I'm a full ass doctor. And so they're like, okay, yeah, sure.
Secretary.
You can be a dental assistant. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, would you rather be killed by a Nazi minion in World War II, or constantly be chased by bees and always have to be on the move?
So one of them we die, and the other we have a fighting chance.
Am I only dead for a year?
Yeah,
you're dead for a year, yeah. Well, actually, no, it's, I guess I didn't think about that too often, or too much.
Too often?
Maybe.
Yeah, you know, just every now and then.
I
mean, I'm wrong. I guess, yeah, like, I'll
So it's a live, die, repeat. It's live, die, repeat. It's like the Tom Cruise movie. For a year, it's World War II. You're fighting
Nazi minions.
Yeah, nice. Nazi minions, and they kill you.
All right, yeah, I'd take the bees one, then.
Yeah, what's the bee one again? Sorry, it's like you're being chased constantly.
Chasing and attacking you for a year.
They're always
I use my flies and my ants to defend me.
See, I feel like I could come
and
up
I have
with
bees?
I could come up with strats. I could come up with anti-bee strats.
Whereas I'm Candyman, motherfucker.
The
other one
guarantees
you die.
I'll live in I'll have like a bed coffin thing, kind of like Daredevil Ben Affleck, but like unsubmerged underwater, so the bees can't get to me.
Gibbledang said they outsmart you every time, so if they get to you. You're gonna die from anaphylactic shock. Just being stung by that many bees, they are poisonous, technically. You're gonna die from shock.
Yeah, yeah.
So
trust me. Either
way, you die here.
Yeah, I'm taking
every
the bees because
for a year.
I'm sure there's ways around. They get smarter, but that doesn't mean they're fucking geniuses.
I'll take
not a
the
genius.
Bees too. I think I can win. I'll buy a flamethrower. It's fine.
I mean, I'd rather die once by bees than, like, the tortures of dying 375 times by minions in Nazi Germany. Like, I think...
Maybe after that year, though, you're used to it and you're not afraid of death, and then the rest of your life is, like, great.
I'm just saying...
Listeners, as you know, World War II added an extra 10 days to the year. I think you said 375.
375, no, when you said that, I was like, oh, yeah.
Sorry,
it's fine,
you're thinking of you're Rounding thinking up. Of 375 over 2, the Kingdom Hearts game.
Yeah. So of course, as I always do.
So,
my favorite game.
Would you rather a romantic date with Jonathan Majors or a weekend getaway with Ezra Miller?
Can we pick the date?
I'm going to pick which one I want, and then I'm going to explain it after we've solidified. Yeah.
You can't pick the date. They're both happening on 9/11.
All right, second one.
What year?
Weekend away with Ezra Miller.
Yeah.
Show your work.
Well, I'm assuming I get to choose what we go do for our weekend away.
No, he tells you what we're going to do.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think Ezra's the type to tell you.
But like, he'll tell me. But he'll tell me in advance, so I'll like know where we're about to go. Like,
no, maybe he just keeps telling you it's a surprise.
Didn't they?
No, it's a surprise. Kidnapped don't worry
people.
About
I can still
right?
probably.
Yeah. They kidnapped.
Yeah, they kidnapped.
That's the thing.
They kidnapped. They gave a cult. 16-year-old girl like in Hawaii for a bit. Yeah.
So like, here's what I would do though.
Majors personally though, but yeah, go on.
I would pick the Ezra Miller one. And then, like, when we're going places and trying and, like, doing crazy stuff, I'll, like, constantly be putting out Craigslist ads to get a group of people together to just beat the shit out of Ezra Miller. And then I'll be like, and then it's just, I'm just updating on, like, Reddit, just, like, where Ezra Miller is at all times, because I'm sticking with him. And then that way people know where he is if they want to go, like, beat the crap out of him.
So he's actually the Hokage of Hawaii, and everyone that runs up to him, he just keeps like, and just like knocking him out.
Teleporting.
He's just like, wow, Nate, I'm having so much fun with you. I'm sorry that all these fucking losers keep trying to ruin it. And
ruin this, yeah. Our special weekend.
Now this
our
is
special
different.
Day.
If it's hang out with Jonathan Majors or Ezra Miller, who is now an immortal kung fu master, then that might change my answer.
I guess, yeah,
well,
true.
No one's
I guess
really
not,
asked
yeah.
any questions about Jonathan Majors.
No.
Is
oh,
he
my question my turn.
Immortal?
I was waiting my turn. Okay.
Kung fu master now.
Yeah. Well, what's Jonathan Majors' thing? We don't know because I want. Oh, I mean, where's the date? What's Jonathan Majors' superpower or big deal?
So it's in New York. When he gets really mad, he gets like triple the size.
He grows triples in size.
Yeah, and that's he smashes everything around him, and he's just like, "Fuck, right. man, fuck!" He just starts smashing things.
So as long as you make him happy, like it's one date,
like,
and then you're fine.
That's literally what I was like. I picked Jonathan Majors because I was like, it's one date.
No.
Okay, then no. neither, because the it sounds like no matter which one I choose, it's just guaranteed to be terrible no matter what I say, so I'll just take whichever
that's
one.
That's why I say Jonathan Majors is like one
let's
date.
Let's do that one.
One date is the one I'd pick.
Yeah, let's do the date.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart, you know, it's just his, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't
all
say
right,
that.
So
hurt his heart.
Would you rather enter a Ratatouille situation for 15 years, open up a successful business, settle down, start a family.
For one year for 15 years.
Yeah. When the rat dies, your life begins to fall apart as you realize you were nothing without it. Your wife, child, customers, loved ones, family, all they ever loved was the rat. It turns out that once those around you get to know you, they despise you and want nothing to do with you. Everyone you have ever loved leaves you. Or once you quote-unquote die, you actually realize that only the body dies and the mind races on. Although you can't physically move, you can still have access to your five senses. You are able to hear those around you mourning you, discussing what to do with your remains. Some say cremation, others wonder how you taste, a fight over what to do with your corpse break out between your loved ones. Slash, what if consciousness was in the bones?
I feel like that's the plot of a movie or something I've seen. That sounds very familiar. But I'd probably
number
go the
one,
first one.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Yep.
The first one. Which one?
Instantly. Yeah.
Ratatouille.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Tis better to have ratatouille'd and lost than to never ratatouille'd
never
at all.
Never have ratatouille'd at all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. True. Wise words spoken by the ratatouille themselves.
I think
Plato is it a rat?
Said that.
Or do we get to choose our own ratatouille creature?
You get to choose. You get to choose.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, nice.
God
a tiger.
Of War.
All right.
Yeah.
Would you rather run headfirst into a wall with an erection or run headfirst into a wall with an erection?
Oh, okay. Also, what? I guess where the wall is hard.
I really don't like Mark Wahlberg, so I'll take the first one.
Okay, so, interesting. Okay, so you both picked each one.
Well, here's the thing. It's like if I did the second one, I'm going to have an erection anyways, just at all times.
Oh,
just,
okay. So
just
might as well
of,
just...
You know, I'm like at 70% go at all times, you know, just in
case. No, top of a hat.
Always ready. Well, you know, if I think I'm also going to go with the second one, because running into a wall with an erection isn't that bad, because, you know, if a wall has an erection, it could go straight up. Doesn't mean it's going right into me, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, if you run into the erection, is that still technically the wall too? So soften
the real question is if it's pointing up, is it still gay?
I think if you run with your eyes closed, it's not gay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, next one. You know, this one was... It was submitted by Spooky Goodnight, but I had to go and tweak it a little bit because
that didn't quite depraved fit. Enough.
Not too much, no. Well,
would you rather have a kiss or a hug? I'm just
kidding. Okay. Would you rather groom yourself like a cat? You have to clean yourself like a cat, or anytime a dog comes up to you, you have to open mouth kiss it.
Oh, one, definitely one.
Anytime a dog comes out to you,
I'm white, but I'm not that white. I'm definitely choosing number one.
Yeah. Oh, so I'll probably do number one too, just because, like, if it's my own dog, sure.
It's my own.
Yeah. But dogs like me a lot, so.
The original one, and I assume that's because he thought I was going to be there too, or, you know, answer as well. Mm-hmm. Would you rather groom your cat with your tongue, or
none of us have cats? Perfect.
Exactly. Or kiss your dog open mouth all the time, which I don't have a dog, so
it's still pretty good, because it's like you can just be like, would you rather have a cat and have to groom it all the time with your tongue, or have a dog and have to open mouth kiss it every time it comes into the room? Like,
every time. Fuck, yucky. That's hard, because my dog follows me too, so if I go to every room like I go into, I automatically constant. Have to Yeesh.
See, I would
I love him, but I don't love him that much.
Especially if we're cleaning ourselves like a cat, that's perfect for me.
I think, like, every time it walks, well, not like walks into the room, but let's say every time a dog starts to lick you, that's when you're like, all right, get over here.
Get over here, son of a bitch. All
right, pupper.
Take one for the team.
Yeah, see, I hate taking showers canonically. I have very sensitive skin, and showers constantly dry out my skin and make my psoriasis and eczema worse. TMI, but, like, I mean, little look into my life.
Canonically, look, you say canonically, but I have it written right here that you would rather never eat after midnight again. When you had the choice to, officers, get him, he's lying. He's been caught on tape. He's been caught on tape lying.
Look at him. He's got food. It's all true. After midnight right now.
He's got food after midnight?
No.
Right now.
No, I'm just cleaning myself like a cat, I swear. Those are just my balls.
What? What passes as balls?
I'm not eating food after midnight, I promise. Those are just my own balls in my mouth.
Okay, I'm cleaning myself like a cat. You guys ready? I like this next one. No? Oh, God.
No, I am. Sorry, I was just not at that second.
All right. Would you rather be able to transform into a functional human-sized paper plane, or have the ability to store little yourself for a day at a time?
Wait, stole what? Store?
Stuart Little yourself.
Oh, Stuart Little yourself. For one day at a time. Wait,
what does that mean, though? Because Stuart, like, Little doesn't start big.
No, you just shrink yourself and you wake little? Up.
Yeah,
you become little, but also you could drive RC cars like they were regular cars.
Because you're human. Oh, I see. Okay, the world, you know, Stuart what I mean? Little's to you.
Yeah.
As you're little. Gotcha. I'll pick that one. What the fuck? What was the other? A paper airplane?
You could transform into a human-sized or a functional human paper airplane.
Like paper airplane or like an actual airplane? Like, can I fly to
like a paper airplane? You could transform into a human paper airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can still fly.
That far. But not far. Like, I glide. Am I like an airplane where I can fly to New York and like back? Or am I like
a paper airplane? I mean, if someone threw you in the right direction, maybe.
Sure.
Wait, when did the airplane thing come into play? What?
When I first asked the fucking "Would you rather?"
I missed the second. No, because we started talking about Stuart Little immediately. I did not understand the second one. What's the second one?
The first one is the airplane. That's why it's so funny.
Okay, I'm gonna ask this again. Everyone, shut up. Everyone, shut up.
A second, we changed.
Everybody, shut up.
Sorry.
All right. Would you rather be able to transform into a functional human-sized paper airplane, or have the ability to Stuart Little yourself for a day at a time?
I'm going to say Stuart Little. Okay, if those are the stipulations that we discussed.
So, like, Dala, basically, you see that little Lego car in the background, right? The one that you have at your Daily Bugle set? You could get in there and you could drive it around like it was a normal car.
Like, that's why I'm down with that one.
Just you shrink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down to fucking Honey, I Shrunk and Myself.
You want to be a functional paper airplane?
Yeah, I do. Honestly, that sounds awesome.
Fleshy.
Honestly, I agree, man.
I want to just be flying around. Just gliding. You chilling.
Okay, if it's an airplane, sure. If it's something you have to be thrown like a paper airplane, that's where I'm like drawing the line.
Yeah, but I'm made of paper. You could I'm not going to take much damage from like falling or anything. I'm made of paper.
Yeah, so, I'm assuming that's not the concern. It's just how far can you get? As like,
you're not made of paper.
That's all. Yeah, no. But it's just like you can't get that far.
Oh, I'm just folded like paper.
You're just...
Yeah. So all of your mass, like the body as you are, folds into like a origami-like plane.
God.
But you're still made out of flesh. And you do catch with the wind and you do soar.
That would be such like a haunting superhero. Like a guy who's trying to be like a very positive superhero, but when he his like thing is transforming into this using flesh origami, and everybody is like, yeah, go get him. And then they see him use his powers and they're like, oh my God.
So we're doing, we're going with the paper airplane. I fuck with that. I like that.
Hell yeah.
You know, go up to a cliff, run, jump off a cliff, transform, catch some good air.
And if you ever fall out of a plane, you don't need a parachute. You can just turn yourself into an airplane. Like, absolutely.
How often are you falling out of planes, though, to be fair?
All the time, if I can turn into an airplane. All the time, if I can.
I love that idea. I'm going to fuck up this whole plane and kill millions of people. I'm going to go skydiving so often. Yeah. Skydiving, sure. Yeah.
Enough silliness. Let's move on to the next
one. I just want to be small. I want to be able to ride my dog.
About our would you rathers, Dama.
Like a giant fucking... Yeah, sorry.
All right. Would you rather have your head ripped off by a chimp or be quartered by a horse?
Ooh,
or by four horses?
Horse. Head rip. No, instant head death. Head rip.
Ooh. Well, I think that,
I want to be quartered by one horse.
Quartered is all your limbs, not your head. Yeah. That means your head and torso is alive while you're bleeding to death with your missing limbs.
Fuck it. It's only for
by
a year.
You said by one horse?
Initially, Gibbledang said
initially
one horse.
I said one horse.
So I said that. I said yes.
Per limb.
Limb. Yeah. I'll still take quartered. I mean, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool, honestly.
Nope. Chimp.
I'm only dead for
my head off, honestly, because then I'm just dead instantly.
I'm going quartered.
What if he fucking sucks, though, and he doesn't rip it off in one go? It's like, oh, damn it, his neck is a lot thicker than I thought.
And then you just have a long, floppy giraffe neck for the rest of your life.
Yeah, broken.
Look how stupid I look.
I can work with that.
Things upside down.
I can work with that.
Yeah, fair.
You guys are quitters. That'd be easy.
Fair.
So, would you rather live your life as a soccer ball or be gay and like classical music?
Gay and classical music.
I'm already the second one, and it's pretty boring, so I'll be the soccer ball.
That's what I'm saying. If you're gay and like classical music, that's your only bit of that's the only personality you have, Dala. So no, you don't really like comic books. Mm-hmm. You don't like.
Dude, I'm saving money. Holy shit, sick. I'm down, dude. I can get
now. You're spending your money on equally gay things.
That's fine.
You're just buying useless gay and classical things now.
Yeah, like what? Give me three examples of gay things.
Butt plugs.
The three of us. Hey, yo.
All your money is going to... Mm-hmm.
I could buy gay comics.
Prescriptions. Mm-hmm. Gay comics. Gomics, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, and buckets of lube. That's where all your money goes.
Gay movies. Goomies. Goovies.
Goovies. Gay music. Yeah,
buckets of lube. I love that idea. It's like a pail, like a metal pail of just lube walking down the street. Like, all right, I went to the store.
Guys, you'll never believe they got it on sale.
I'd buy by the drum. You know, you got to be economical about this. Costco's got some great deals.
Yeah, dude. When you're ready, you just want to be able to dunk your butt in there and get going, you know?
Oh my god!
I like that that's how you dunk your butt in.
Dunk it. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I would get ready for some butt stuff. Just dunk my butt in a vat of lube.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit. I can barely even say that. That shit was so...
That's so fucking stupid.
That's going to be my new go-to... That's going to be my new go-to action in D&D campaigns, is I'm going to be like, I dunk my butt in it.
But it's not, like, big enough. I don't care. I shrink. Use potion
of shrinking. It's a dangerous cauldron with bubbling viscous. I dunk my butt in.
I'll give it two steeps.
All right, butt dunkers, come on. All right. Would you rather look like a realistic minion, you retain your personality, or you as you are right now, gain control of all the minions?
Second one.
They all just, but like right now, right, like your life right now, you have to take care of them. But like 1,000 will walk into your room right now and then just start being like, ah, baby dear.
I think they're pretty self-sufficient. They don't really like need like any food or anything, I don't think.
Just direction. You just, as long as you give them direction, they'll do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So
I'll take the minion army.
Number
the
two.
Minions
number
do
two
eat.
For sure.
The minions eat.
But the they can feed themselves.
Sure, then yeah, I'll be like, go rob some banks and feed yourselves. Like, you guys are evil. Like,
they go get banana. Like, we're fine.
Yeah, here. Yeah, go get bananas.
Okay.
Go get papayas.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely second one. To control the minions. I just imagine, like the one scene from Avatar: Last Airbender where they're showing the Avatar, like the Avatar can master all elements, and he's like ha, and like raising up the sea. Only I would do that, and it would be an ocean of minions.
Minions.
Would just be like
yellow banana.
Yeah, exactly.
I would pick the minions. I would make them like kill each other.
The
honestly.
Army.
Yeah.
You can eat them. Cook them up if you have too many.
Oh.
Yeah, probably pretty good.
Tastes like banana. Yeah.
Makes them.
Am I the only one who would step into their role as supervillain?
Oh no, I would do that too. But I'm just like, if there's too many, you can always cook them. You know, serve them up.
All right. Would you rather get thrown off a cliff by a squirrel and a fork, or get crushed by a transforming gay Optimus Prime?
I'll take the first, and then I'll roll for luck.
Oh, go and give me a roll. Go and give me a luck roll.
One.
Okay, you pass.
I'll also take the first, and I will I'll do a skateboard roll to try and ride down the side of the cliff. And
I know, but you don't ride down it. You ride up it backwards, because
ride up it backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Which means that actually I get to fall up the cliff back to safety. So
and then push them bad boys down.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorites. This is gonna be a good one. Okay. 2008 Jeep Grand Cherokee or 1995 Toyota Tercel.
Would I rather? That's it. Just would I rather 2008
Jeep Grand Cherokee?
Yes. Would you rather
2008
Jeep Grand Cherokee? Jeep Grand
Cherokee. It's a tongue twister, apparently.
Honestly,
or what
is.
Year? Toyota Tercel.
2005? 1995. Oh, 95. 95 Toyota Tercel.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make cars like they used to be fair, so that might be a good one. But it's kind of small.
I gotta go with the Tercel because I don't want to be a Jeep owner.
Really?
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no.
It makes sense. I think I get that. Yeah.
I was gonna say, I'm gonna just pick the Jeep because it's like a bigger size, and I feel like it would help with like moving and
it's just, how do you tell people? How do you be like, oh, yeah. I drive a Jeep.
The Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Well, like,
and they're like oh, interesting people, Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
Even if you pick the Jeep, I feel like whenever you tell people, it's always like, I drive a Jeep. None of us can say it. I drive a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Yeah. Every time. Oh, what kind of car do you have? Jeep Grand Cherokee. Oh, honey, I'm outside in the Jeep Grand Cherokee.
I think I'm going to take the Jeep Grand Cherokee out to the,
But the roll
the Grand
off the top
Canyon.
Of Toyota Tercel? A Toyota Tercel?
No, it is a good-sounding car, and it is older, so it might be built better, but just
I'm
that compact size. That's
you
all.
Know, you're
I'm
right. I think I'm going to change it. I was about to say, I think Dala had convinced me about size, about
that's so much
the Greep Jeep the Greep Chand Cherokee,
the Jackie Chan Cherokee parakeets.
All right.
I had a dream last night that I went to high school with Jackie Chan. I'm not even joking. That was in my dream, and it was so funny.
See, now I'm making our new. Now we're making our logo back to that. To the
That's to the Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan. Just three different Jackie Chans, though, please.
Okay.
Oh yeah. That makes sense. All right. That makes sense. Mm. Has he ever been animated? Could there be an? Oh yeah, yes.
Yeah, the show. Get a show. Yeah. It's a cartoon.
I forgot.
Yeah. All right. Best.
So, would you rather, instead of paying for things, you have to do favors for people, or you have to interact with 10 strangers every day? If not, you're struck by lightning.
Is the interaction up to my, how I interact with them, up to my choosing?
Yeah.
No.
No, so it like, has to be like, you have to so be like, hey, like, how you doing?
So if I, like, spit on 10 strangers a day.
I think the hard part is if you meet too many people. Let's say you have to
have, like, a minute of dialogue with someone. Each day.
Okay. What was the first one again? Yeah,
I'll do that.
So either, let me see.
I'll say for me, I can just walk around the lake and just talk to 10 people for like a minute. Oh, I don't want to do it, but I can.
Every day.
I don't want to own favors. That's
the favors so on my, but too. Like, as long as we're negotiating, actually, no, I'm definitely going to do number one. I would much rather pay for things in favors and constantly be able to negotiate rather than You can't negotiate. Well, I can always just like, not buy that thing. I could just be like, drive so like, somewhere else.
So it's like, okay, so you're going to go get a PS5 and you're like, hey, like, I'm going to do the favor thing. The guy's like, all right, you're going to help me move. You got to help me move out of my apartment tomorrow.
See, I'd still do that because I feel like it's like... You're making $600 in a day by helping that dude move by getting a PS5 out of it. So
all right. So you start moving, and he's you get into the house, and then it's like he's like, all right, we got to be really quick about this.
Oh, you're robbing someone.
Sure, fine. And then the cops kick the door in. Freeze.
See, Jim, you're wrong. You picked the wrong one.
No, because we would live in a society where everything is favor based transactions. Yeah. And I'll literally just be like, there'll be some phrase where you can be like, I was tricked here on a favor based transaction. And they're like, okay.
Well, it's still a favor. It's just, it's not a legal favor, I guess. But it's not, you know?
If that's how I also love buy stuff, like, I doubt it's illegal. Yeah.
I love, too, though, it's also like... Well, no, it'd be illegal to steal, though, I imagine. Like, so that guy is still doing illegal, like...
Yeah. And the favor isn't illegal. But, like, I might be an accomplice, but, like, I would at least get some leniency, because they're like, oh, okay, you know, when you're doing... You know, you didn't know you were doing an illegal thing. You just thought you were doing a favor-based payment.
So you're in you get arrested, and then the guy's like, that guy's the head honcho. It was all his idea. And the police are like, I knew it. Lock him up.
I love the idea of if you shop online and order ahead to go pick up, it's like you get to your car, like you drive up, pull up, and then the, like, Target lady comes out the back. She's like, okay, so before I put these in the trunk, I need you to come like help me like change my tire real quick. It's like, ah, fuck. Like, just well, stuff like that. Like,
I don't think that's a favor.
Yeah,
she didn't ask her.
When the delivery guy drops so off then who, pizza, in order to tip him, you have to like tie his shoe or something.
No, it's like...
how good you tie a shoe is how big of a tip.
Well, shit, yeah.
Go on. Well, I'm just like, how... could I just order ahead on Target and just never have to interact with people and, like, I can avoid both?
No, because then you would owe an e-favor and they would be allowed to tell you to do stuff on your computer or phone.
Yeah.
And that's because
then you directly...
Better.
You owe Target directly
directly.
Favor.
Mr. Target.
Yeah.
You know... And it'll honestly, because the problem is it'll just turn into, hey, as a favor, can you work for us for free? And then it'll just turn back into capitalism again. Everybody's working for favors. Wait, that's just work again, because you're working for the ability to buy
stuff.
We
recreated capitalism. Fuck, the thing we're trying to avoid.
Which one are we doing?
I mean, I'll still stick with the second one just to make you have to choose, Gibbleding. I think they're both got their benefits.
You know, I can't do or not that, benefits, dude. I can't do talking to people. I can't talk. No, to, I can't right? just go.
Yeah, you
out
get
and
good.
Talk
you get better.
Fuck
at it.
That.
You'll fuck get better that. At it.
No,
no,
I don't, that's
I don't
a lie.
Need to be better.
That's
at
a
it.
Lie. That's a lie that does not account for autistic people because I do yeah, not get true. Better at talking to people. Or no, I do get better.
I've
at talking
gotten
to people,
worse. In
but
fact,
that doesn't
I feel...
mean it gets easier. I feel yeah. I mm-hmm. still feel terrible about it every time,
is
and
it.
I hate yeah. it every time, even if it's technically, even yeah. though I'm technically better at it.
I will change my answer though, thinking about it to the first one, just in hindsight, because like I'm like one is like I have to actually go do something where that one is more like you said, it's like you just get a PS5 out of it. I guess that's like
yeah,
I actually get something out of the first one, where the second one is I just don't die.
I feel like there's a lot of situations where if yeah. you just have to do a favor for someone instead of the money, what you're buying was worth so much manual labor in our real world. Like mm-hmm. I would have to work 2.5 weeks to buy this thing, or I can do one thing for someone. Like, oh,
I just, yeah, I just worry that it's like, I buy like a stick of gum and the guy's like, all right, you gotta fucking come to like Wisconsin with me to help my fucking grandma. It's no, like, it, oh, it, come
cause
on.
That'd be the same.
So like,
yeah, it'd be the same thing as someone being
you're
like,
the one over
stick
here
of gum's $1,000. It doesn't mean you're going to yeah. pay $1,000 for that gum. You're just going to be like, wow, I guess I'm just not chewing gum anymore.
So, oh, for example, so if it was gum, you'd go up to, if it was gum, you would go up to the cashier and just be like, yeah. oh, let me get this piece of gum. And then he'll be like, okay, do you want to use your favor today? And then you're like, oh, why not? And they're like,
okay.
So I
could pay too.
Here. Yeah. But
oh,
you just have the
I
choice.
I didn't realize. Oh, then I'll just fucking do that. What the hell? I had the choice the whole time? I didn't know that was part of the... Sorry. Just,
all right, never mind. You don't have the choice anymore, actually.
No,
it
no,
sounds
yeah,
like
you
it sounds
choice.
Like everybody's yeah. already agreed. Let's move on. We're all doing favors
all
for each other.
Same.
Why not?
Do me a favor. Let's all listen. Right. Let's do the next one.
Ooh, this one's from actually Lag9K. Lag9K, you know, shout out to the new theme song. Sounds badass.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, this one comes from Lag9K. Would you rather be covered in eyes from head to toe? You got mm-hmm. that vision as well. Or your head is one giant eye.
I'm going to take the first one because...
Slash you... my little spin at the end. You mm-hmm. have one giant eye on your head,
mm-hmm.
but it is like, it's like you have a tiny little head, right?
Okay.
But then
like
the
underneath.
Eye takes up the rest of it, yeah.
So it's like the butt. I'm going to take the first one because you said eyes, and I'll take the letter I all over my body. You never specified
ooh,
eyeballs.
Ooh, yep, I got you.
Got you there. Suck it, Lag9K. I fucking
that.
Figured out your tricks.
So I'm going to
assume
the first one is eyeballs, and I'm still going to take the first one. Give me eyes all over my body. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love to be a little thousand eyes relinquished.
Could like peek around the corners, like just put your finger around it like a
terrible.
Yeah.
No,
rather one big
eye. Do they have eyelids, right? Still?
No, I assume, yeah. Just open eyes.
They're always open, so you couldn't wear clothes.
You could
probably get used to it, or put glasses over like all of them, like some. Special,
oh yeah, you
like,
could encase
suit.
Yourself in glass. That sounds comfortable.
Yeah,
some kind of glass suit. Mm-hmm. Yes, precisely.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, actually, I think I'm gonna take number two. One. Nope, I'm changing. If they don't have eyelids, number two.
Does the big one have an eyelid, or is it just one big exposed?
Yeah,
eyeball?
The big one has an eyelid.
The big one does because I want that one.
It's replacing
actually,
your eye.
Yeah,
because that's what I want.
Yeah,
I'm
actually,
still
I'm going with the big. I'm doing the big eye, actually.
And I would start wearing mascara just so that I could put
ooh,
it
you know
on
what you could
like,
do,
with a giant paintbrush. Like, whoa,
you know what you could do, whoa, though? You can whoa. Put like a red eye contact in it and look like Sauron for Halloween.
Ooh, just big contacts?
Yeah.
Big contacts?
Big
oh,
contacts,
here.
Tower, like...
No, I would be Fibblethip. I would be the little homunculus from Magic the Gathering.
Oh, okay, I was like, I don't
know what this is.
Little homunculus goblin.
Nice.
So, you know, speaking of, we've made it to the final Would You Rather, which this is actually the very first Would You Rather I thought of. My personal favorite that I just always think of.
Always think
yeah,
of?
Yeah, yeah. I just always think of it. It's just, for me, it's a funny visual.
I wonder if I've heard of this one before. Yeah, go on.
You might have. I might have asked you. Yeah. Okay. Would you rather every night a goblin comes into your house at the same time and smacks all of the things you own. Its feet are really dirty. Or you have to eat a hammer every 4 days. It won't kill you, but it'll give you really bad diarrhea.
Hmm.
The Goblin one.
The original one is like, you know, at the end of this, you get like this happens for a year. This Would You Rather. Yeah. It happens for a year. And at the end, you get like $5 million, right? So would you rather every night at the same time, a goblin comes into your house and smacks everything you own. It's really
gives
dirty.
Gives it a good whap.
Gives it a good, like...
Goblin snap.
Like, everything. Snap. Everything. Like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you move all your stuff out of your room and put it in the living room, it'll move it all back into place, like, perfectly like it was before, and smack it. Or would you rather eat a hammer every 4 days? It doesn't kill you, but it'll give you diarrhea.
I'll eat the hammer because I have diarrhea more than every 4 days anyways. So at this
point,
the
fiber, the wood and the fiber
actually
might actually
help
you out.
I think that would actually even me out.
That's good.
Yeah.
The iron and the wood might replenish some of the nutrients that you're losing.
Yeah.
So that,
from my pure soda pop diet.
So I guess I have a follow-up question.
And so Nate would be like, instead of being the liver king, he would be the hammer king.
All he does is eat hammers. Raw hammers.
That's how buff I got. Just eating hammers. Turns out sterile.
All I do, I eat hammers. Eventually, I can do it like the angry beavers when they chop down trees, and it's just the sound of a chainsaw going.
Disappears. You could grind up the chainsaw. You could grind up the hammer. You could grind it up into a fine powder,
put
it in a milkshake. Yeah. You know, you don't have to take a bite of the hammer.
But you gotta swallow that. But you gotta swallow the ball peen head like a pill.
No. Oh my god. It'd be a suppository.
Okay. I don't know if that's even fucking. That sucks. No modifications.
No, none at all. This is why. Can't melt it down. Can't do nothing. You gotta just fucking raw dog that.
Raw,
with a glass
raw
of
that
water.
You gotta go give that hawk too, and then slurp
Shut
that hammer.
Up. I'm tired of hearing her.
But,
I hate her.
Well, you weren't hearing her. You're hearing me.
True.
Okay.
True facts, though.
I do have a follow-up question, I guess.
Yeah,
for the first one, for the goblin one. Yeah. If I don't ever clean up my shit and I just let the goblin hit it and wherever it falls the first time, and like I don't clean it up the next night, does it reset?
It's gonna
does
be like
not?
It's gonna be like, what's wrong with you, man? Is everything okay?
Oh, take the goblin. What the fuck? Hell yeah, dude. I gotta talk to the goblin. That was my choice the first time was gonna be goblin, because I'm like, I get to see a goblin every night, like, and be like, hey, you rapscallion, you fuck off.
No. If you talk to him, if you establish a relationship with him, and like, he's just gonna ignore you. So like,
that's fine. Even then,
if you let your stuff fall over and he sees it, he's like, "Are you okay?" And he'll put it back up, right? But if you start talking to him then again, he's just gonna smack everything and leave.
So
it's like, does he really care?
Nah, he's just there to smack. Really, the goblin's just there to smack.
How many goblins y'all get to see every night? Yeah, how many goblins y'all get to see every night? Zero. How many will I see? 375, baby.
You don't know how many goblins I see every night.
I'm going to see 375, baby.
I'll say like four, actually. I include myself as a little goblin freak, and then I live with three cats. And it's my theory that...
Each one of them is definitely a goblin. That's true.
Cats are like little goblins, essentially.
My theory has been that...
My dog looks like a goddamn goblin.
Back in the ancient times, you know, when people were writing about goblins, they were really just writing about cats. That's my theory.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Just like really beat up wildcats who are like missing an ear and stuff, and they're like, oh, goblins.
The way they hunch over too, if you've seen them walk.
The hairless sphinx ones.
That cats do sometimes when they do the hunch over freeze while they're walking, and their like front legs are like hovering and stiff, and their back legs are walking them forward. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you rather do?
I did the goblin.
Doing the hammer. Goblin. I'm doing the hammer.
Damn.
Because that'll even out my diet.
Hammer is good. Well, hammer is the smarter one, I will say. But I'm going with the goblin. The hammer is the smarter move. But this is preference.
Okay. Yeah, I think for this one, I'm not going to pick. It's the last one. It's my favorite one. So it's just very
coward. Coward.
Very fun to hear what you'd say. I would also go with the hammer, I think.
Yeah, hammer.
The smart move.
I think mainly because everybody I asked at my job at the time, they would always say no to the hammer. They'd be like, oh, I can't do that. And I'm just like, mm-hmm. don't you realize how easy it is to eat a fucking hammer? Maybe not swallow the
especially if you know it's like it can't kill you.
Yeah, like a pill, dude. Come on, man. Yeah, I mean, if it's not gonna kill you.
Oh no, you gotta raw dog the head of the hammer like a pill. You gotta kind of gawk that down. That's the rules.
I imagine like a cartoon, like the cartoon cat eating the fish. You just put that hammer straight down, but you pull out nothing. Skeleton out. Yeah, skeleton bones. The bones of the hammer.
The hammer. It's like a T shape.
Yeah.
Hey, we made it, y'all.
Yeah, it was fun.
We did it. And you know what? I got all these written down right here. So if we ever want to, we could turn them into a bracket or come up with another 50 of these travesties right here. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys for making this podcast so fun to do and just so easy to do. You know, like being a creative, just all my life, I've always tried to make projects kind of like just pick up and just be frequent with them and just be consistent. And, you know, it's been hard, but this, you know, starting this podcast, like 50 episodes, at least for me, is it's a really big milestone. And it means a lot to listeners. And I mean, it means a lot to you or to me, Dala and Gym Leader Nate, you know. I'm glad that we could be spending our free time doing this, and here's to another hopefully 50 more.
and hopefully we'll some comedy.
Hopefully we start getting paid too.
maybe one day. It's a dream, but
we'll work on that.
The real question, you know, the real question we need to ask our viewer, our listeners now is that, you know, would you rather get 200 more episodes of No Dumb Idea or 1,000 new episodes.
But you're gay and like classical music.
But you're also gay. Like classical music.
No, actually, I'm generally, listeners, comment like where you can or DM us. I'm generally curious to hear audience like thoughts on all of these two. Like, are we, you know, who's crazy? Am I crazy? Is Team Leader Nate? Is Gibbledane crazy? Who's the crazy?
Or like,
one? Let us know.
You know, if some episodes really stand out to you and you want to let us know so that we know just what people respond to more, then that's probably it's very useful knowledge.
Yeah, we appreciate you listening and sharing when you can. You know, I feel like I want to do stuff that's more involved, like with the people who listen. You know. But yeah, we got to start growing that a little bit more. But yeah, you know, it's been a really good 50 episodes. I'm really excited for more. Fuck, there was something else I was going to say, I think, but
yeah,
you know, you guys got any plugs?
I mean, as always, you can find me, Gym Leader Nate, on everything. You know, just trying to keep on keeping on. So hopefully I'm hoping to get some other things started and do some other stuff like in the coming year. Like I do want to stream again at some point too. So we'll see. Hopefully this year I can get that started back up.
Yeah.
At some point.
Oh, shit. Let us know. I mean, obviously, let us know.
Oh yeah. I'll be talking about it if it happens.
Yeah. And I'll plug up next. You can find me at dadala.art on Instagram. I also do want to plug the Tower of the Fool, which is Lag9K's band. They just had a new album release, or EP. They had a new EP release recently, so go check out pretty good ass songs, especially if you like metal particularly. And then just, you know, follow us on No Dumb Idea on Instagram, YouTube. You know, like, share, subscribe. Like I said, comment where, let us know what episodes you like, or what would you rather you would pick and all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow me at Gibbledang, you know, that's kind of all I've got going on. Just, I've been doing some writing more, working on creative stuff. So hopefully now that I have more free time, I could focus on that a little bit more. But yeah. Yeah, just go and give me a follow there. Might be working on some stuff soon. Yeah, you guys got any would you rathers that you want to ask? Any last minute would you rathers?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Would you rather drink a glass of piss every day you wake up for the rest of your life, or would you rather never feel like your thirst is actually like slaked again for the rest of your life?
Well, both of those is already my day-to-day, so what can I say?
All right,
All right, see you later, everybody. thank you, everybody. 50th episode. Saturday Night Live music. All right, I want to give a shout-out to New York. New York, first of all,
with
New York.
With Scrimbles.
I want to thank
special guest.
I want to thank
Gay Optimus Prime.
Gay Bigfoot.
That's right, Gay Bigfoot.
Oh, debut. They're holding hands.
Thank you, Cheese McGriddle.
Jonathan Majors. George Washington. Flag 9000.
We flagged.
With musical guest Flag 9K.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.